this election is the most important in the modern history of this country.
It's going to be the most important election this country has undergone.
This is the most important election.
Good people, the wait is over. The 2020 U.S. presidential election day is here. And Lord knows what a challenging, arduous, and troublesome moment we are living in now. Sometimes I feel like 2020 has taken us to the brink of our collective sanity, but we're still here. And today, we eagerly await democracy to prevail. And while the impact of this election will be global, it's important for us to remember that we're all in it together, for better or for worse. We will continue fighting for love, freedom, and equality. We will be steadfast in our struggle for justice and a better tomorrow for the United States and the world. My name is Jason Diakite, aka Timbuktu, and on today's episode of This Moment, I'll briefly check in with my co-host, Chef Marcus Samuelson, about how we're feeling leading up to the results. After the election, we'll do a recap, but for now, here are our pre-election thoughts in 3, 2, 1.
Marcus, how are you?
Well, I'm nervous. I'm excited and I'm optimistic. I tell you what, the amount of people that have already been voting, the energy that is not just only New York, the energy is across the country. I'm so proud of families and people. It's sad, Jason, that you have to wait 4, 6, 8, 12 hours in 2020 to vote in America. And of course, in Black and Brown communities, there is so few places to vote. In fact, even that I have to say, of course, but that's the truth. No matter what, we're here now. And as of tomorrow, I'm looking for that win-win. It's clear that current people who in government that don't want to govern, so they can go and sit out and do all their scams somewhere else. And the people coming in, the Biden-Harris ticket that wants to govern, that really dedicated their lives to government, can come in also, start governing for all America, for all people.
I worry about the divisive nature of politics today. It's almost like no matter who wins, the other side will not accept or want to be governed by the people that they are opposed to. And if that's even something that we will be able to bridge within this generation, I don't know. Hopefully by tomorrow, this will be the past administration and we'll be on to the 46th one. You know, when the millennial vote truly sweeps America, that something new will be able to be born out of this low point. That's what is making me most hopeful.
But you said a couple of things there. Obviously, because of internet and the global connectivity, there are enough rabbit holes to go even deeper. Right? People have stopped talking and being able and being open to listen to a different idea, right? So this is something that this election kind of like ripped up and showed. So we have to figure out how to come back to civil society where people can have two different opinions. I would say the only positive thing with this administration is that the choices are so clear and that is driven out a level of enthusiasm for voters that I haven't seen since Obama's first election.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But, you know, also, I'm just going to tell you how important it is to be the president of the United States. Being the president of the United States, you know that. You deal with the world. Like a week ago, 10 days ago, the president was talking to Sudan and Ethiopia and Egypt about the dam.
And they'll end up blowing up the dam. And I said it, and I say it loud and clear. They'll blow up that dam, and they have to do
something. And he just casually said, well, Egypt's going to blow up Ethiopia's dam. Now, his people may or may not have talked, you know, in closed doors behind with Egypt about that. And that is horrible. But the amount of chaos, fear that has created in the region, you cannot just say something like that. Right. And then if that happens, you know, just like, you know, I was speaking to Susan Rice the other day, Ethiopia has the right to work on its natural resources to improve. So our country's going to get electricity. Right. Like anyone would question if America has the right to have electricity. But you can. So my point is, you cannot say I'm going to have the job without governing, doing the duties. Right. So we can grow up, we can bring up so many examples, but today I feel like we know also that the true election is really going to be tested this month, because maybe even tonight we don't know the result. I hope it's a landslide for Biden, but if it isn't, this can go on for a very long time. So we're going to get tested about our humanity here now, so we don't go off and do crazy stuff. We know that there's a lot of people that are, you know, gun sales gone up, and, you know, we're almost on a brink of a civil war already. Do you know what I mean? So as humans, we're being tested right now, even if we don't have the results in tonight.
The bar has been lowered. I listened to a BBC interview, hard talk on the BBC, and they were interviewing the Democratic Majority Whip, that is the leader of the Democratic congressman in the House of Representatives. And the way this BBC journalist was grilling the Majority Whip over, you know, who he expect, you know, over Biden's stance on fracking and oil and the environment, for example, and questioning him, I was like, but the bar has been lowered so low. Now you're grilling a political representative about actual policy. You know, now we're back to speaking in the way that I'm used to hearing political reporting. But for the past 4 years, you've dealt with a president that has done such, you know, unpresidential and a kind of ungraceful, and even to the point of like saying disgusting things, racist commentary, or like you were just mentioning, going off the cuff about U.S. foreign policy, you know, speaking on the dam, the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, that, of course, is a sore point for Egypt because it's a power plant built on the Nile. It may affect, you know, Egypt and Sudan further down the Nile. The arrogance to just go off the cuff and put out a remark when he's sitting in the Oval Office that then could, you know, potentially cause a war or armed conflict in Egypt, Sudan, or Ethiopia is just mind-blowing. And the fact how journalists have been able to, and other countries have had to treat this 45th president as, well, this is the person who's the president. We have to speak to them in a kind of respectful manner and relate to the United States in some form of a respectful way, even though he's lowered the bar of the office. It's just such a fall from grace in a sense, you know.
I am on the eve of today, you know, I want to move forward. I am excited. I am optimistic.
Yep,
a couple of hours, take off, do whatever you want,
yeah.
You know, we're not mad.
I think just because I'm in Sweden, I'm so far from New York and the United States that it's hard to feel the energy on the streets there.
Of course. Oh, the energy is real. I mean, and you know, in Harlem too. So we're out here, you know. I was feeding the line with cornbread, and my chef friends are all out there feeding, and the energy is unbelievable, you know. And I do think that, you know, a change is going to come, just like Brother Sam Cooke said. And I feel optimistic, right? I'm always cautious, you know, you never know. And we all know that I don't think it's over tonight. I think he goes into something else. And obviously he already did that with the Supreme Court. But the only way to do it is to have a landslide. And, you know, the U.S. election really down to 5 states, right? We know it comes down to Florida, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and it can be also North Carolina. It's one of those, you know, maybe even you throw Ohio in there as well. So there's a couple of states that really, you know, what the U.S. election is essentially going to come down to. But, you know, I feel like Joe Biden's got, it's going to win Pennsylvania. I feel it's going to win Ohio. I feel it's going to win Wisconsin and Michigan. Florida's up in the air. And so it's North Carolina. But, you know, I do think that, and also the energy that Kamala Harris and also someone like Ambassador, you know, Susan Rice, and the administration that Biden's going to put in is just really smart, a blend between youth, but also a blend between people who've been there before, you know what I mean? So I'm excited about that. What is Dad saying about it? What's his, he sleeps with one eye open. I know that.
Yeah, he does. No, he's holding his breath. He voted. My mom voted. You know, my mom is way more optimistic. She's like, there's no way that we're not going to get a change tonight. You know, that there won't be a new president after tonight. My dad, not so optimistic. You know, I think to him, of course, he grew up in, you know, the 50s and 60s when, you know, I it's sad to say, but voter suppression was very real in the 50s and 60s. And unfortunately, it still is, you know, it still is today. And I think a lot of that has been something on my dad's mind. And also my dad also speaks a lot about, you know, his disappointments with the Democratic Party. You know, I think he sees a lot of bad things in both sides of the aisle, so to speak. And what changed his whole vibe, because he wasn't too into Biden, you know, but when Kamala came on the ticket, that's what did it for him. I'm not going to say that my dad would have voted for Trump, because I he knows that I wouldn't forgive him for that one. But I think what sealed the deal for him was when that, you know, he saw a black woman, a lawyer, get on the ticket. That was it.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
What are you going to be doing tonight? Are you getting together with friends and family? Or are you just going to be working?
Dude, what do you mean Harlem is, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like Harlem is up. Like you can't even like the whole street. Even if you try to watch it on TV, like Harlem is up. There's screens everywhere. This is a whole other thing up here, which is great. You know, people uptown is highly invested. And I just got to say, all the tricks, everything that he's played, that has a payday. And today is the day when this nightmare is over. And I look at it as a metaphor. 2020 has been very difficult. What is the change? This is where we turn the corner. We're going to change this.
This is where the road back to the new normal starts, right?
Yes, exactly. And then we're going to deal with the pandemic of racism, which obviously I'm not naive. It's just not going to get solved by this. Of course, there's a road, there's a path. And then we solve also, of course, the pandemic of COVID, right? So it starts with these, you know, you're building a house, you need some solid bricks. And today is one, you know?
Well, Marcus, I'm going to call you tomorrow and check in, and we're going to have a conversation just and do a little special tomorrow, because I remember 4 years ago going to sleep. And of course, the election results come in the middle of the night in Sweden, and thinking that, yeah, well, you know, not even worried about what the outcome of the last election would be. And then waking up in the morning, seeing the notice on my phone from the New York Times that, you know, and for the first time reading the words President Trump. And I look forward to waking up tomorrow and seeing another name after the word president, basically.
Well, you know, I have to be prepared for both scenarios, right? And I look at it from two ways. Just like when Obama won, the fight for racism wasn't over. So if Biden wins, the work starts, right? It's not like Biden-Harris win and the work is over. It's gratifying to see that the work has paid off you cannot just have. The one thing that I've learned from the Republicans is that they worked deliberately over the last 30 years to stay focused on their goal, which has been the Supreme Court. So for me, win or lose, the work is here, right? You got to do the work. And if we don't change a president, I look at it like, yo, run, man. You only got 4 years and the work begins as well. But for me, I'm not as naive in saying Biden win and everything, you know, the sun will only shine on us. No, don't lower your guard. The work has only begun. Either way, it's beginning. Of course, we need the empathy we need to be positive, and the outlook and the work is a completely different path if Harris Biden wins. But if they don't, you got to go to work and create out of love, out of compassion for other people and for the next generation. And you got to do that on a federal level. But you know where you got to do it the most? It's at a local level.
Finding joy in this moment in 2020 has been not only difficult, but essential, you know, to find joy to carry us through all these difficulties that this year have presented. And that's not going to end no matter how it goes tonight, and no matter what world we wake up in tomorrow. So there's just hard work in front of us, basically. And that I am looking forward to. So as always, Marcus, thank you for framing things in your, you know, optimistic and with your positive outlook. I'll be able to sleep better tonight. And I hope all you listeners, thank you for listening. I hope you get a good night. And tomorrow it's back to work. That's basically it.